USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The oldest son of Martin Luther King Jr., remembering the late Congressman John Lewis, who died on Friday, and remembering the special relationship that Lewis shared with his father.
John Lewis personified nonviolence every day of his life. Everything that he did, he tried to do in a nonviolent way and was inspired by Martin Luther King Jr.
Lewis, remembered as a monumental leader in the civil rights movement and the long-serving Georgia congressman who advocated for nonviolent protest, he died at 80 on Friday. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is hospitalized, getting treatment for what a spokesperson says is a minor issue, non-coronavirus related. The spokesperson says the 82-year-old Ross is doing well and should be released soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
A new report reveals how NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee last year. Documents from the NTSB say the pilot forced open the door to save them as the cabin filled with smoke and flames. It's known that the landing gear on the plane had failed as it tried to touch down, but a final report from the agency has not yet been released. New Hampshire U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan says the Trump administration's pandemic response is not working. In the weekly Democratic address, she touted efforts by Dems to help Americans with the pandemic, including the so-called HEROES Act that was passed 2 months ago and has not yet been taken up by the GOP-controlled U.S. Senate. Hassan also argued supplies are still greatly needed.
Months into this crisis, medical providers, nursing homes, and businesses still do not have the personal protective equipment that they need to be safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence says the nation is at a crossroads of freedom in the 2020 election. Speaking in Wisconsin yesterday, Pence told a largely Republican audience,
"Our road leads to greater freedom and opportunity. Their road leads to socialism and decline."
Pence also blasted presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden over his policies and his lack of action against China during his tenure as vice president. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tweeted his condolences at news of the death of Democratic Congressman John Lewis. As we told you earlier, the civil rights icon died of cancer on Friday. However, Rubio tweeted out a picture of himself and former Congressman Elijah Cummings. The Maryland representative also died recently. Rubio later corrected his tweet, attaching a photo of Lewis. And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. Mae Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News, as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.